What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of the PGA J Show. Hope everybody's doing really well. It is U.S. Open week. Starts tomorrow, actually. I've been getting all my official U.S. Open news from Snapchat and a lot of you guys up there in the area checking out the practice rounds and a lot of you kind of working up there on internships for the summer as well. So that's been a lot of fun. And also, I think it's kind of cool. I appreciate you guys. I know Snapchat's where the real stuff goes down. So I appreciate that's been a lot of fun kind of hanging out with you guys there and getting to see what you're up to. That's actually one of the platforms I'm probably spending more time on and having some more fun there. So if you don't follow me on Snapchat, check that out. PGAJAY. Add me there. It'd be fun to follow you there. And that's a little bit about what I want to talk about. Not Snapchat specifically, but just want to talk about kind of where I am currently in the social landscape and what I've been doing, and also just kind of where the show had a little reflection on kind of where the show has been and where it is going. I've been thinking a lot about that recently and just kind of share with you guys my thoughts on that and hopefully do it in a way that gives you guys a little bit of insight onto the kind of ways to use the different platforms to achieve what you want to achieve, because that was kind of how I originally thought this was going to be all about, kind of learning to use social and digital media and things like that. And then it kind of turned into people having questions and then people actually getting value of kind of my experience. So it's kind of morphed into all those things, but I want to take one episode to just kind of reflect on that, talk about the direction of the show in the future and what you guys can expect. So we'll get into that now. So first of all, if you've ever listened to this podcast before, or you've listened over a length of time, you know that me saying that the direction of this podcast just means currently kind of what's on my mind and what I'm thinking. And so that's probably going to change again. But what I've kind of come to realize and reached a point for me, this has always been about trying to make an impact and encourage young and upcoming golf professionals and also strengthen the skill set of the older PGA professionals like myself that may not be as interested or engaged in using digital media and understanding why they are actually the most qualified people to actually use it, because they have actual communication skills that they've learned over time, hopefully. And digital media, social media is just a way, just another avenue to deploy that. It takes a little bit of getting used to, because it's not intuitive for a talker or just a general communicator that's used to doing it over the phone. But it's still a super valuable platform to use. So that was kind of, that was the idea. And then I don't want to say get sucked into, but it was like then kind of, okay, I kind of pressured myself into like, okay, where's this going? What I need to grow the audience. I need to grow kind of my reach and my impact and all of those kinds of things. So, and that's true when you start with, you know, a year ago, starting with like a couple hundred followers on Instagram, which is where I've spent a lot of my time. And now I'm up to 800 and something. I don't know what it is. And I'd probably be at 2000, but I block a lot of spam follows and things like that. So I know that I know a lot of who you guys are in this audience, because I don't even like saying audience, because I've gotten to actually know you guys and we've talked on the phone or we've texted or we've emailed back and forth or just interacted through Snapchat or whatever. Like I feel like the scales have tipped to where now I feel like the more of the fun for it for me is not just spreading the word about this cool thing and having people go, oh my God, what a great idea. That's so smart. Thanks for doing this. Now it's, how do I really make an impact? And I've kind of always said that along the way of like, hey, if there's ever anything I can do, let me know. Like, but that's like, how do you, people think, oh, you're probably too busy or you're too, like, I mean that. So I think the kind of point of this show today is to really kind of drive that point home and say that I really do want to help. Like if I can make an impact in the audience that I have now, and I know that there's, you know, based on probably kind of all the different things that I can, you know, the number of people that listen to the podcast and how many listens that has and how many views my Instagram stories get and who you are. And I look at these things and I look at kind of who everybody is and who's engaging with the content and who's commenting and who's liking and who's doing those kinds of things and who's sending me nice emails or nice messages or, you know, whatever. So I'm getting a feel for that. And I feel like there's probably a good 400 to 500 people out there that this is being helpful for. And that's like ridiculously amazing. And even if, even if 20% of you out there are really like, man, this is like really like a virtual mentorship, like an open source, like mentorship. It's super helpful. Like, that's what I really want this to be. And I've always been really reluctant to say that because I don't like to anoint myself a mentor or like talk about mentorships like it's this magical thing that just all of a sudden happens. It's not how any mentorships that like, I've never asked somebody like, hey, will you be my mentor? Like, that's not how it really works, but that's kind of the environment that I'm trying to create, is for whatever that means, whether it's whatever that means. It means different things to different people. So whether you're somebody that gets it from learning by listening or whatever, and you're like, hey, I don't even really need to chat with you. I just kind of get something out of listening to this, and great, like that's great if I'm making an impact in that way. I'm at this point now where I have spent a lot of my time on Instagram, finding people that might be interested in the show and sending direct messages, personal direct messages saying like, hey, here's this podcast I'm doing. And a lot of you have, that's how a lot of you found out about me, and we started interacting there. And so I spent a lot of time on that, of kind of advertising this and letting people know that it's out there. And now with 800 people following me, I never said like, oh, when I get to 800, I'll start to change what I'm doing. Or when I get to 20,000, I'll start selling sponsorships or like doing stuff like that. Like, that's just not even really kind of registered to me. It's always been out there kind of floating around because that's what a lot of people talk about. But I just keep reminding myself that's not what I'm trying to do. And I feel like with the number of you out there that have listened to this and done all that, I think that this is kind of a good time for me to spend more time with you guys. And so instead of spending 3 hours, trying to let people know about the show and what's going on, I can use that time reaching out to you guys and making sure that you guys do know that I am here to help as much as I can. And I know a lot of you are like, hey, I know you're super busy, but if you have reached out to me and said like, hey, I'd love to chat with you sometime, you know how easy it is to get time with me. And I think that that's kind of a cool thing too, and I want to take advantage of that, is who knows where this goes? Who knows where the work that I'm doing at Third Home goes? I mean, I have a full-time job that thankfully I love, which is amazing. And then on top of that, I get to do this. But I can take 10, 15 minutes at night, or I can take 10, 15 minutes at lunch or whatever, like just to kind of chat with you. And if it ends up being more time than that, then that's great too. Like, there's no like, call me with this kind of question. Like, if you're like, I don't know how to sell socks, how do I sell socks? I don't know how to sell socks either, but I have enough experience where I could probably give you some pretty good advice on different things to try. or hey, I'm in this situation, I don't know if this is what I want to do. How do I figure out if this is really what I really want to do? Or there's just a million different things. And I don't even want to, like, whatever the thing is that you kind of may want help with, I would love to help with that. Whether it's something in your facility, like, hey, we're struggling with memberships. Like, there's some heavier kind of things going on too, that your facility might be in a situation where it would be helpful to get an outside opinion on how to do something. Or maybe you've always wanted to understand how to use Instagram and you've heard different things like, oh, I have to get a lot of followers, and how do I, I need to post this kind of content. Like, maybe you do, but maybe you don't, and I can help with that. So, and this is all just me wanting to be helpful. And right now I have the opportunity to do it. I have some time. I don't have a lot of time, but this is something I want to make time for. So if you have questions, let me know. You guys by now know how to get in touch with me. You can email me at j@pgaj.com. You can DM me on Instagram. You can chat me on Snapchat, but then I always forget to save it there. So I'll like forget that it came up there. You can text me as well. 615-2. Anyway, just email me, j@pgaj.com. I'm trying to remember my own cell phone number and I can't remember it. Anyway, but yes, you can just let me know if I. Okay, I got it. I had to like stop myself. So I had to stop myself because the I don't edit this. I just like record in one shot, but I can like stop it for a second and start again. So if you want to text me, 615-205-0515. And just let me know how I can help, or you just want to say, hey, what's up? Just like, that's cool too. So I want to continue making the show, making this content for you guys. But over the next little bit, I want to spend more time getting to know each of you who've kind of been here from the beginning, because I know people that have gone on to be, you know, big in social media or just become kind of celebrities or whatever. And you know, kind of the common thing within that is like, they're like, it was really cool when it was like, not like, it's cool now. Yes. 'Cause you feel like you've kind of achieved something, but they kind of all have this like really cool spot in their heart for like when they were just like starting out, like where this is. And I think that that's kind of this time where there's a lot of you out there that have been supporting this and kind of seen and you've made it kind of through this kind of bumps in the road, like this funky last like minute and a half where I like had to stop the podcast and you're like, this is not like the most professional podcast, but like, this is kind of what it is. So, and you guys have stuck through that. Like, I don't know if I would, but, so I just think that this is a kind of a cool time and I want to take advantage of it. And I want to spend more time interacting with you guys. So I'm going to use more of my time. This is kind of what I'm going to be doing more of, just so you guys kind of know where I'm at with, at my, of, I'm trying to interact more with you guys, my audience. So think of it in terms of what you're, you know, private, if you're at a private club, getting to know more people. So I'm trying to follow as many people that are, you know, coming up in the golf business. So PGA members, a lot of PGM alumni and current students. Just trying to, Twitter's fun because you can kind of jump into conversations and kind of make comments and kind of get to know people that way. I don't like using Twitter as much. I don't go there to post something. I go there to listen if I don't have anything to say. So I think that that's really good if you're at a private club to follow as many of your members that have a Twitter account, because then you can kind of see what's on their mind, what they're saying, and you can kind of interact with them. And I've said this a million times. This is all about deepening the relationship with your members. It's not just about, oh, we're going to get 50,000 followers and then we're going to get all these members because we're going to have a national like celebrity status if we have 50,000 followers. This is not really what happens. So as far as, I mean, it could happen, but it's just not like that, that not where the value in this is. It's about listening and interacting with people. And I've started following a few more people on Instagram as well. I'm really trying to kind of just see what's going on with everybody. Especially the people that I've noticed have been really watching a lot of the stories and have kind of been there from the get-go and been watching everything and consistently. So I appreciate that. And so the same thing, if your members, you know, just following members at the club and kind of seeing what they're into in their personal life, because that's that being able to have an interaction with somebody when they're not at the facility is just super powerful. And then it also enhances the experience that you have with them when you do see them in person, because then you can say, hey, I saw that Timmy won first place in the swim meet this weekend with the swim team. That's awesome. Congratulations. Like, that is a much cooler interaction that they are going to remember you for and remember how happy that made them that you noticed that, than, hey, how'd you play today? Just that cliche. Let's face it, we're all tired of, it's like the airline pilot, what is it, the stewardess thing, if you ever seen the Saturday Night Live skit with David Spade, where it's like everybody's getting off the plane and they're like, bye-bye, bye-bye, and they have to say bye-bye to everybody. It's like the same thing that you hate saying, hey, how'd you play today? Hey, beautiful day today. Like, wouldn't you rather say something like that actually had meaning to that person, just so that you didn't have to say the same cliche thing over and over again anyway? I know I would. So that's Twitter, that's Instagram. I'm spending a lot more time on Snapchat as well. I'm really liking that. I'm going there a lot when I'm like, I don't know if this is really an Instagram stories I've been using. Let me back up real quick. So I've been obviously posting a lot of Instagram stories, kind of trying to use that as kind of the daily vlog to satisfy that need. I've always kind of missed the idea that I don't do a daily vlog, even though I only did it for like 3 weeks, but still, it was like crazy and fun and kind of cool to be in that creative mindset every day, but challenging with this and work as well. So don't want to go down that rabbit hole. So Instagram stories kind of fills that need. So I've been having some fun there. And then Snapchat's kind of where I go to post kind of just really ridiculous, goofy stuff. So I'm starting to post more kind of goofy stuff that's a little bit too kind of silly or off the wall for kind of Instagram, but sometimes I do both. Like I'll post something on Snapchat and then I'll repost it on Instagram stories too. But I think Snapchat's really good because it's been a great place to get to know a lot of you guys because it's a little bit behind the scenes, a little more raw, a little bit more, a little bit more real life on Snapchat than Instagram. Instagram's a little more polished. So I really appreciate you guys letting me into the Snapchat world. As the old guy, that's kind of cool. So I'm trying to step it up as well and have a little fun there too, with it. So that's what I'm doing. And those are kind of the main platforms I'm using. Facebook still to me, I always try and go into Facebook, and utilize it. I end up going into groups and then the chatter I hear in groups about there's just so much negativity going on in there a lot of the times that I try and I want to make that works. I know more people are there, but it's just a hard place for me to live or spend any time. And I want to go in and just like light people up about being negative and like, you know, not light people up, but just kind of light people up, like get them inspired. Like what's going on? Like, let me help. Like, you know what I mean? But like, I don't know. It's just like, there's so much of it. It just doesn't feel like something that it's just not where I want to spend a lot of time, but I'm trying. That's how I'm kind of using the platforms. That's what is coming up for me. So hopefully you'll get a little bit more from me there. I don't get a lot of, I know you guys don't comment on a lot of the Instagram stuff, but that's just also, I'm not going to ask you to do that because I know that that's just not how, it's not how I don't really comment that much on Instagram. I don't even go through the feed that much anymore. I know a lot of other people don't either. So that's just interesting to me. I've stopped using hashtags on Instagram. Just because pretty much anybody that finds me through a hashtag is just a spam follow bot type situation. I'm actually considering going back through all of my Instagram posts and taking out the hashtags because I don't really care about a follower that's not interested in what I have to say. It's just a number, and I think the world – I definitely know that the world's getting wiser to that. So that's kind of what I'm up to, and just wanted to share that with you guys. It was a little bit, I was quite honestly having a little bit of trouble. I was like, man, is this the night? Like, have I thought this through enough for the episode? But getting late in the week, and I just wanted to make sure that I got something out and just share that with you guys. Definitely want to keep up the content. I've been read the PGA magazine, started to read it, and then there's a couple new kind of cool segments in there. So maybe I'll comment on a couple of those. But I would really, really, really love this show. And this is, I think, part of also why I want to get deeper into like really hammering you guys with like, I'm serious. Like, if you have a question, let me know. I'm totally open to chat with you about it. And if I can help, great. If I can't, maybe I can't. But part of that is because I really want this to kind of build its own momentum. Or if I'm helping somebody, then I can share that story with everybody else. A lot of people have mentioned like, hey, I'd love to be on the show. That is definitely a possibility down the road. I just don't know where I'm at with that. I don't have a lot of experience interviewing, but that is always something that I've thought about. Like, initially I thought of it actually doing like exposing people to different career opportunities within the business, to kind of get an idea of what those paths look like. So I'm definitely into that. The other thing that I'm really into is action. And what is it? It's like action versus like talking. I don't know, whatever that is. That's what it is. Action versus intent. I feel like that's been something that's been really good for me to remember when I'm talking to you guys, whether it's video content I'm putting out, is showing you guys action, not talking about the intent. That's why with the show, I want to talk about what I'm actually doing on these different platforms, how I'm using them. That's action as opposed to intent. I don't want to sit here and say, hey, I'm going to start doing this. Then you guys are just sitting around being like, when is he actually going to start doing something? I'm trying to show more of that. It's hard because my work at Third Home, there's a lot of stuff that we're doing that I can't necessarily share just super openly, because it's a lot of strategy and a lot of planning and a lot of those things. I want, that's just a good, I think that's just a good thing for us to kind of all remember in our day-to-day lives, is when we're talking about something, are we talking about something that we're doing, or are we talking about something that we intend to do? And I think that the talking about the action or showing the action has a lot more substance to it, and is just more constructive, more enjoyable to be a part of than just somebody talking about the things that they're going to do. So that's what I got for you this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I look forward to hopefully getting back with you guys next week. So have a great week. And don't forget to subscribe. And don't forget to rate the podcast either. I don't know if you guys saw, but I got a 1-star review. I'm actually kind of excited about it, because if I had it all for 5-star reviews, like I would have just freaked out about when's the first bad review coming in. This way, got it out of the way. Also, appreciate you guys very much with the 5-star reviews. That means a lot. I really appreciate it. So thanks for that. And anything I can do for you, let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to come find you and ask you again. And I'm going to find you again. And I'm going to ask you again. So have a good day.